Hello, 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 and a massive hello to everybody. Hope everybody's having a great day. This is 50 Pips Rocking and Rolling, 19th of September 2017. No trade calls, no recommendations. Every response for their own stuff. We're here for educational purposes only. So what's happening today? As we said, there's a lot going on this week, right? On the data calendar, a lot of data points. I mean, the big focus is really going to be, you know, on the data front is on the FOMC on Wednesday, as we discussed in the weekly outlook video. I mean, things not to forget is that, you know, we have the Trump speech today at the UN. We've got Theresa May speaking at the end of the week. We've got those parliamentary elections out of New Zealand. We've got German elections on Sunday. So there should be a lot of stuff going on. Still think that short term, the biggest event risk is clearly the Trump speech at the UN. Not only for what he's going to say, because apparently he's going to denounce Iran and North Korea, but especially if there's going to be any kind of retaliation or what's going to come out of Iran or North Korea if he does say something they don't like. So I think clearly that's the biggest event risk going into today and the rest of the week. In terms of the charts, not an awful lot has changed. And as we said on Sunday, what we would really be keeping an eye on is this relative weakness on the NASDAQ. We discussed that, right? And we also said that you want to keep an eye on Apple and some of the other tech names, but especially on Apple to see how it's trading. And, you know, this is probably going to be a big tell. So especially if the NASDAQ is small, something could get started. So really think that is the most interesting thing to keep an eye out for. In terms of the pivotal level on the Apple, that stays the 150, 650s. On the other hand, we said something to keep an eye out for was dollar strength, right? Or if the dollar was actually going to bottom and if we got an interesting chance to play a little bit of dollar strengthening. Our favorite play there continues to be dollar against Mexico and Canada. And we've been talking about Canada for a long time. I'll try and explain and go through it in the next video update, but it's been fairly nice action with that move all the way back down into those lows where we got that positive reversal daily close. You can see the daily close after we clipped the last round of stops at the 121 level. So we puked below the 121 level pretty much into the 120.60s, and then we had that daily positive close. Now, when you get that kind of action and the shallow retracement, once we broke below the 128, rallied back into the 128, got sold very aggressively, and then you got that daily reversal at the 121, which is right at the 123 extension of the big move down, that is an extremely pure technical setup or reversal daily setup to get long for a move back into the latest breakdown zone. So that would be the 124 tens to 125. So that's the level we'd be focused on. I can't remember if I posted the chart. I'll post it on Twitter as soon as I finish this update. The 124.10, 125 is going to be a real pivotal level for that move back into that 128 if it's going to have enough legs. Now, as long as it stays below the 128, then still very heavy. Now, if it gets back above the 128, then you might see a lot of panic covering. So clearly that is one of the most interesting charts for us out there. So again, nothing much has changed. I'd really watch the Outlook video if you haven't caught it yet. A lot of wheeling and dealing on cable as our GPB in general, as the market tries to digest what's coming out of Carney. We still think that Euro GPB is an interesting structural long. If you look back on the chart, we've moved right back down to the 50 back of the whole rotation back up that failed into that double toppy 93 zone. So especially if we don't trade back below the 87.50s, we expect a possible low to be in on Euro GPB. I'll try and post that chart on Twitter too. Guys, have an awesome day. Should be a very interesting week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for following. Thanks for the retweets. And again, hit me up if you want me to post any other charts. I've been trying to do some of these audio updates for the blog and then posting the charts on Twitter. Hit me up, more than happy if anybody wants to write in or let me know if you prefer it this way, if you want me to try and go back to the text posts on the blog with the charts included. Happy to do both ways, just trying to mix things up a little bit. Have an awesome one. Take care. Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.